you guys. You are tuning into Penguin Radio here on radio.dominican.edu. And right now you're listening to College Survival Guide with me, DJ Royal. And I'm going to tell you how to survive the best 4 years of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in on this cold Wednesday evening. But hopefully everyone out there listening is staying warm and toasty. Maybe you're chilling at home with some hot tea by the fireplace, or maybe you're driving home. But anyway, it is Wednesday, November 30th, last day of November, and also, sadly, my last show of the semester. A little bittersweet, in fact. Initially, I was kind of unsure about radio. Wasn't really sure what to expect. Just like, well, I'm going to have to talk on my own for an hour. Not really sure I'm going to do that. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Not really know how it's going to go. And I also wasn't really sure how I was going to like it, if it was going to be something I was going to enjoy. But I've really grown to enjoy it, and honestly, it's something I could see myself doing in real life and as a job. So it's become a really fun thing for me, and I've learned a lot in the process, so I think it's been a win-win. But unfortunately, this is my last show of the semester, but I'll be back for all you fans out there. All right, so let's dive into the show for tonight. So for the last show, I'm going to kind of just wrap up and summarize everything that I've talked about throughout the semester. And since my show is about surviving college, just kind of talk about the main things, the main aspects of surviving college, and the most important, valuable, and meaningful topics and pieces of advice that I want to leave with you guys listening, who, whether you're in college currently and you're struggling to survive, or you're about to go into college, whatever the case, or maybe you're reminiscing on your college days, it'll be good for everyone. But yeah, I'm just going to talk about what I've discussed in my previous shows, kind of wrapping it up. And this is all about surviving college and just kind of figuring out your life while you're in a brand new environment. Because for most people, it's all new. It's just a brand new situation, and all new things are coming your way. The most important advice, I think, to take away from the show overall, first thing, most important thing, I think, is to be yourself no matter what. Yes, super cliche, but it's very important, and for a reason. In college, you're going to face challenges, situations, and people, especially people. You'll meet people that, and situations where you might struggle to stay true to who you are, but please don't give in to that, and don't be someone you're not. Keep it real, keep it 100. But in all seriousness, you will attract what you reflect and put out there. And I've always been taught that. And I've always been taught to just, what you put out there is kind of what you're going to get back, as far as like yourself as a person and just things that you do for other people. And don't ever let a situation or a person or a teacher or whoever, whatever the situation might be, just always stay true to who you are. Because in college, since it's such a transformative place and environment and situation for you, you're gonna face all different things. And it's good to change, and change is good, and it's good to grow and kind of mature as a person and change a little bit. Everyone, you're not gonna be the same person from the start of your freshman year to the end of your senior year, of course. But, and that's just how it is with life. You're always gonna be changing, and you're a constant work in progress, but definitely don't allow yourself to fall into a place where you're just not being your authentic self. So authenticity and being yourself, very important. Two, finding a balance. So this means managing all the craziness going on in your life, as well as managing time. Managing time kind of goes hand in hand, because it's been one of my main struggles for this semester and just this year, you know. But that's okay. Again, we're all a work in progress, and it's just something that I am trying to work on for myself and for other people. It definitely affects other people as well. So just finding a balance, managing your time, and managing your time with all the stuff you have to do. So the thing is that the other thing you have to realize about college is, even though you're going to have problems and struggles and feel like the world is caving in on you, everyone's all in the same boat. You're not going to be the only person. And it's easy to like victimize yourself and be like, oh, I'm the only one that this horrible stuff is happening to, and I'm the only person that has this and that to deal with. But no, you're not alone. your friends are going through it, your peers are going through it, the guy that sits three seats behind you in class is dealing with, like, everyone is, even your professors, like, everyone's dealing with something. And whether it's, like, you're all going to be experiencing the same stress, but it's just going to be maybe in different areas. So that's why I think sometimes people feel very alone in situations, like they're the only one this bad thing or stressful thing is happening to. But no, it's everyone has stress in different areas of their life. And maybe they're just not talking about it or vocalizing it or making it known. But regardless, you're not alone. So everyone's going to, you know, have to balance school, maybe a job, a sport. Maybe they're on a sports team, like recreationally or like for the school itself. An internship, social life, of course, like keeping up with your friends and like maintaining the balance between social life and school academics. And also like money, everything, personal finances, saving money and like paying off your student loans and all that stuff. So there's a bunch of stuff that you're gonna face going into the quote real adult world while in college, but you're not gonna be alone. And that's one of the best parts I think about college, is that we're all in the same boat together, and if someone, you know, goes overboard, there's someone on the boat still that's gonna throw a life jacket out to them, or a life raft, whatever it is. But anyway, horrible analogy. But anyway, we're all in the same boat and we're all in this together. And you're going to have a support system in college. You're not just going to be left on your own. And especially like me, if you go to like a smaller university, it's definitely a plus. It's just very personal and people really care. And yeah, I've said this 1,000 times, like there's so much support, and it's from your friends, your peers, your professors, the faculty, campus wide. It's just such a support system, and you're going to find that anywhere you go. There's going to be resources available to you to help you with whatever you might need, whether it's a class or financial issues or just stress. Like there's counseling, there's all types of things, so just know that you're not going to be alone. But main thing, find your balance in whatever area of your life that you're going to like have to balance while in college. Also, embrace failure. So someone once told me, like a while ago, I'm sure everyone has heard this, but I never really wanted to embrace failure, and I never really wanted to think that that was something that I could do. I never really saw that as a possibility. I was like, well, I'm either succeeding or I'm failing, and if I'm failing, it's not okay, and the world's gonna end. But that's something you have to embrace, and you can't control everything. You have to know, I think I said this in my first show, that there's gonna be stuff that you just can't control, and it's going to suck, because if you're a controlling person, or you like knowing things, or you like just kind of knowing how things are going to work out, and you want to see the final result before it's even happened, just know that that's not going to be the case. There's going to be monkey wrenches thrown in your path, and like all types of stuff is going to come up that it's going to be out of the blue and unexpected. It's all in how you handle it. And one time, a couple years ago, my dad once told me something. He was like, DJ Royal, because I was like really worked up about something. He was like, you can't do anything about it. And he asked me, he was like, well, this happened, but can you do anything about it? Like, no, it already happened. Yeah, it sucks. And yeah, you're going to have to deal with it now. But you can't linger on like the negative. And when he told me that, no one had ever really explained it to me that way. And I spent so much time getting worked up about something I couldn't control, and it was like kind of just taking over my life. And he was like, you know, you can't do anything about it. Move on, like move past it. You can't change. You can't go back in time, rewind, reverse the situation. It happened, and learn from it and see the good that you can take out of it. So I think in college, just finding the good in any situation, good, bad, otherwise, like it's the best thing that you can do. And again, like you can't control things perfectly, and nothing's gonna be executed in a perfect way, and maybe how you want it and how you see it happening, it's not always gonna go that way. So you're gonna fall down, and maybe literally sometimes. There's definitely been a couple times I've fallen on my way to class. It's like raining and really slippery, but yeah, anyway, literally and figuratively, you will fall down. But anyway, you just have to pick yourself back up, and you have to continue on and just fight through. and don't let it get you down. Again, don't linger on the negativity. Don't linger on a failure. Like, maybe you fail a class and you're really down about it, or maybe you get a C in a class or something, or whatever. Maybe you didn't meet your own standards, but it's okay, because you're going to move on from it. You're learning something from it. And at the end of the day, you're never really, like, failing and losing. You're not taking the L. You're still gaining something. So it might not be a win, but you're going to somehow learn from it and grow from it, which is, I think, just as good as having everything go your way regardless. And also, another thing, don't compare yourself to other people. Very important. I think especially college time, like mostly high school, but definitely in college too, we all kind of want to like see what the other one's doing, and obviously social media doesn't help, but we all just kind of want our college experience to reflect what we think it should be. And again, there's like movies and stuff and TV shows and all types of like books and magazines and media things out there that are kind of pushing this idea of what college is supposed to be on us, which again, college is your own experience. It's all you, so just remember that. And again, don't compare yourself to other people. Their experience is going to be different than yours. It's just how it's going to be, kind of just how their life plan is different from yours. You're going to face things that they're not facing, and vice versa. And something's going to happen that is such a blessing in your life that won't happen for them, and vice versa. Like, it's all about how you look at it. Just focus on you and making yourself a better person. And if anything, just be happy for everyone around you. Just be happy that everyone's, like, just spread positivity, positive vibes, people. I can't stress that enough. But, yeah, you're not the other person, and they're not you. And that's how it should be anyway. But, yeah, definitely don't compare yourself. All right, friends, we're going to take a short break. Again, just a reminder, you are listening to Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu, and you are tuning into College Survival Guide with yours truly, DJ Royal. Be back in a flash.
Legends are told, some if I can. How long will I need you? As long as the seasons need to follow their plan. How long will I be with you? As long as the sea is bound to wash upon the sand. How long will I want you? As long as you want me to, and longer by far. How long will I hold you? As long as your father told you.
Need to come back on such a great song. However, the break is just about over. Guys, just a reminder, you're listening to Penguin Radio here on radio.dominican.edu. You are tuning in this Wednesday for College Survival Guide with me, DJ Royal. How to survive the best 4 years of your life. That's what I'm going to tell you this evening. All right, so before the break, we were just talking about a couple of things, words of wisdom that I wanted to impart on you guys, words of advice on surviving college and transitioning into adulthood. So just for some meaningful pieces of advice. Now, we're going to continue on that. Again, this is College Survival Guide with me, DJ Royal. So, sorry, I'm having a bit of technical difficulties at the moment. But, all right, let's see. Keeping an open mind was my other piece of advice that I wanted to give you guys. I know it's definitely easier said than done, and people always say, have an open mind, don't be closed-minded, yada yada, like all that stuff about keeping an open mind. And I definitely think that it is easier said than done. I think people want to consider themselves open-minded, and they want to think that, oh no, yeah, I'm open-minded. But then when they're faced in certain situations, then they kind of realize, oh, like, I'm a bit stubborn on this, or I am not, I'm very close-minded to this idea, or closed off, and I say no a lot, or I say I will never do this or that, but, or they are just very stuck in the same old, same old. I personally find myself doing that. I like to think I have an open mind, and I think I do with a lot of things, but there's a couple of things that I've had to kind of self kind of evaluate and realize, no, like, you know, I'm actually being very closed off to this. So I definitely think keeping an open mind, because you, again, you are going to be exposed to so much, and it's just all gonna, it's gonna be like you're at a buffet and there's just all this stuff like in front of you, and like all these different options, like it's just a wide array of a variety of different things. And it's going to feel like, hey, like, I have no idea, like, maybe I've never, like, done this or that, or this has never been presented to me before, or whatever the situation might be. But I definitely think going out and trying new things is very good. And as well as exploring, you don't want to, I just don't, you can't deny yourself an opportunity or an experience just because of like fear or uncertainty, or maybe because you've never done it before. You owe it to yourself to step out of your comfort zone and explore like new possibilities. But like for one, going out and exploring your, I mentioned this on another show, going out and exploring your new hometown, or not, well, you're not your new hometown, but your new place of residency, your college town, and kind of doing things you've never done. Like, I don't know, like going to hike at the top of the mountain, like Mount Tam, here at Dominican. Never done that before, but I'm not going to say never. I definitely want to try it. Or just going at trying new food or whatever. Like, it could be as simple as that, or just like stepping out of your comfort zone, joining a club, playing a rec sport with your friends, like whatever it is. I've told the story before about how me and my friends tried rec softball. And I've played softball before when I was like 5 or 6 or something, when I was my young years. But I'm not going to know what I'm doing. Like, I'm not going to be able, I'm going to swing 1,000 times and never hit a ball. I hit one, so that was kind of cool. But, and my arm was so sore the next day. But yeah, it's just things like that. Like, don't deny yourself something. Don't deny yourself an opportunity. Don't not even allow yourself the option to try new things by just saying, no, I'm never going to do this, or I'm just going to stay in my little bubble of what I'm comfortable with and what I already know. Definitely just don't do that. It's going to be hard because you'll be fresh out of high school, or maybe just a couple years into college, still just kind of figuring your life out separately from your childhood. But don't deny yourself an opportunity. Don't like keep things from yourself before you even had the chance to even go for it. And going to college for the first time anyway, it's like you still feel like you're a kid in some ways, but you're just kind of like a big kid. So you're like, hey, mom and dad, I'm on my own and I can do whatever I want and I'm responsible for myself. But they're still making your dentist appointments when you go home. So it's kind of like that in-between stage of like becoming a real adult. And I say a real adult because it's like we are adults by law, technically, and we are kind of doing our own thing and being independent, but we're growing into that. We're transitioning into that. So until we are real adults, we're still just kind of figuring out our life. We're trying to just figure our stuff out. But you are going to end up, through all of that and all your experiences and everything you learn, you're going to find your own place and you're going to be able to find yourself. And people always, it's super cliche, people always talk about, oh, finding yourself through this and that and doing different things or experiencing different experiences. Now I sound like Kendall Jenner, but you're gonna do different things that will help you find yourself, and I think that's very important. That's what they always say, college is such a transformative time. You're literally just faced with all this new stuff and reacting to it on your own, completely independent from like your parents or your siblings or whatever, your past teachers or maybe people from your church or whoever it is. It's like it's all on you. And you just kind of get to know yourself separately from like kid you. So, and you might not even know who that is yet. A lot of people are still figuring it out. But on the topic of keeping an open mind and trying new things and not denying yourself of an opportunity, what I wanted to talk about on my last show, which we unfortunately ran out of time, was studying abroad. It's kind of in the back of people's minds when they think of college. They think of like all the main stuff, like, I don't know, going out and partying and like Greek life and just all this different stuff, like the academic side, picking a major, internships, like, again, just like they think of like what they've seen. But there's a lot of aspects of college, including studying abroad, that kind of are like, people are like, oh, that's right, yeah, like college kids study abroad. So I definitely want to talk about that. We are going to take another short break momentarily, but when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about all about studying abroad and just kind of taking that leap of faith and deciding to prove to yourself that you can go to another country and live there and immerse yourself in that culture and all that fun stuff. So just a reminder, you are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is College Survival Guide with me, DJ Royal. And when we get back, we're going to dive into that topic.
Do it now. Say it now.
All right, friends, I hope you guys all had time to grab a snack, get a drink of water, relax for a second, just chill, use the bathroom, whatever it is. We are back live on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And guess what this is? You already know what this is. This is College Survival Guide with me, DJ Royal. And I'm going to tell you how to survive the best 4 years of your life. Y'all. So, we are back. And as I mentioned before, we're going to talk about studying abroad. Kind of in the back of your head when you think of college. I know for myself, I obviously knew what studying abroad was. It's, you know, studying in another country, overseas. Or, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be overseas. But, anywho, it's studying in a different place, a different country. And I always, in my head, I was like, yeah, it's something that, you know, you do when you're, like, a junior or maybe a sophomore junior in, but most likely, like, junior year of college. So kind of, like, halfway through. And to my surprise, this semester, when I realized, oh, shit, like, I'm a junior and it's now or never. And it kind of just, like, it creeps up on you, man. Like, but so doesn't life. Life just creeps up on you and you're like, where did the time go? I still feel like a freshman in high school. No, not really, but maybe a freshman at college. But yeah, time just creeps up on you and then you realize like, hey, like, am I really gonna pass this up? And for my school in particular, the study abroad process is just very, I don't know, just very easy, very like fluid, just simple. And they make it really, really easy and accessible to students. And at some other schools, like, it's, like, there's issues with, like, costs and, like, tuition. And, like, it's just very complicated. And you're also competing with, like, 10,000 kids to get one spot in, like, the school that you really want to go to in France or something, whatever it is. But here, it's just so easy. And they're like, no, like, we have these opportunities. And if you want to do it, we feel it's something that you should be able to do and experience. And I definitely think that's something that people should not pass up. So, studying abroad, to me, is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So, take advantage of it if you can. And I know some people, unfortunately, can't because, like, I have a lot of friends that are on sports teams. And they made that commitment when they signed for the college. And they can't just, like, leave, you know, partway through, unless they work something out. But, and there's other reasons why people may not be able to study abroad because of, like, whatever obligation they have. But if you find yourself in a situation where you do have, like, the means and the time and, like, you're not really tied down to anything at your university at the time, then take the opportunity and just kind of let your wings fly out of the USA or wherever you live right now. Wherever you're listening, and just explore the unknown. That's, I think, the best way to explain it, especially if you've never been out of the country. I think it's definitely good to, it's an education in itself. But a couple of topics on the study abroad that I kind of want to break down, because there's so many different, like, layers to it. So, like, one, how do you tell people? How do you just break the news? Like, and yeah, it's not really that big of a deal. It's a great thing for a lot of people, and a lot of people should be happy for you if you do decide to make the decision. However, telling people can kind of just be weird and difficult, especially if you're someone like me. You're just like, gee, do I just bring this up, like, randomly? Like, hey, guys, guess what? But, you know, you never know. Like, it's kind of, it's just, like, it's not really something that you just announce, like, or at least I don't think, depending on the circumstance. So how do you tell people, friends, family, all that? Maybe people with your work, like, maybe you have a job and you still want to keep the job, but you need to leave, like, momentarily for a semester and then kind of want to ensure that you have the job when you get back. So that there's that whole aspect of it. And then there's different feelings that you might have, fears and... yeah, all of that. And also just feeling out of place, I think, is a big component of it too. But yeah, so we're just gonna dive into that. So how do you tell people? Again, you don't want to make it into a really big deal, and you don't want to psych yourself out and get scared, and just because if you don't tell people and you just put it off, it's going to be really weird when they like find out and like, oh, why did you not tell me? So like the last day of school, like, oh gee, I didn't know that, or thanks for informing me, friend. So definitely, like, make sure you have it all worked out. Tell people, and don't be afraid to tell people. People are going to be really happy for you, and if they're not, then, well, that's sad that they're a mean person. But yeah, people, your friends and family and people that love and care about you are going to be so happy for you, and they're going to be super excited. It's just going to be a brand new journey. So I definitely think, don't be afraid of what people, don't be afraid of their reactions. Like, don't let that stop you, and don't let that hold you back from anything. Regardless, you're doing this for yourself. And if anyone's out there listening and they've made the decision to study abroad, congrats. You've made a big step. You're taking a big step, one for yourself, and just, this is all for you. You're not doing it for anyone else. If you've decided to study abroad, you're taking a leap of faith for yourself. And you're, I always like to talk about my future self, so I'm going to relate that to this. For those of you out there studying abroad who have made the decision, you are gifting your future self with, like, the greatest gift, like, the gift of a lifetime. You're allowing yourself to step out of what you know and just completely, like, you're going to have all these thoughts and feelings about what it's going to be like, or maybe, again, what you've seen on TV, depending on what country you're going to. Like, maybe if you're going to Paris, like, or you're going to France, I should say. If you're going to France and you're not really sure, like, what, you could be going anywhere in Paris. So you could be going anywhere in France. It could be Paris or another city in France. But maybe all you're thinking of is the Eiffel Tower and having a little tiny cookies and tea, like, a baguette at some, like, cafe. But there's going to be so much more. Or even escargot. That's something that I think of with, like, French people. But not to be ignorant or racist. Not at all. We do not condone that on this show. But just saying, you're going to have preconceived notions of, like, what it's going to be like in whatever country. And you're not really going to know what to expect. But that's okay. The fact that you've made the decision, and despite all of your fears and worries and all of that, you're actually doing it, and you're doing it for yourself, that's already such an amazing thing, and you're not going to regret it. And from what I've heard from a lot of different people, is that on the one hand, people that don't study abroad, everyone that I've talked to that hasn't studied abroad regrets it. Because they weren't really in, like, control of the situation. If it was, they had the means, they had the opportunity, and they just didn't take it, and they passed it up, and they let fear or worry or I don't know what they let stop them from doing it, those are the people that regret it. Because they're like, you know, I had this opportunity to travel. And again, like, traveling isn't necessarily, unless you're, like, a millionaire or whatever the case may be, it's not every day that, like, you just randomly get to, like, spend that period of time completely immersed in another country's culture. And yeah, you can travel for a couple weeks. You can go backpacking through Europe or go see, like, the Egyptian pyramids. But whatever it is, like, you can go for a short period of time and just kind of be a tourist and take it all in. But I think there's a big difference between being a tourist and, like, being a traveler and, like, actually, like, going and traveling to that place, whatever place it is, France, Germany, the UK, or, I don't know, Australia, the Mediterranean, like, anywhere. Actually going there and spending a semester or a summer or whatever it is, whatever the program might be, usually, in general, for studying abroad, it's a semester, but that's a whole semester in that place. And I mean, it kind of ends up not being that much time, but it's way more time than you'd get from, like when you're an adult, you can't take off 4 months of work and, like, you know, just be like, you know, I'm going to just leave. You can't necessarily, I mean, depending on the job, most jobs I don't think allow that, but yeah, it's definitely an opportunity that you can't just let pass up. And I definitely have had to tell myself that. But definitely also fears. There's a bunch of fears that I think one would have when they are either debating studying abroad or they've made the decision to study abroad. The two kind of go hand in hand, but there's kind of initial fears. And then, like, once you've made the decision and start really getting into it, all these things pop up and then more fears come out. But don't worry, it's going to be okay. Take a deep breath, relax. It's all going to be good. But some of the different fears you might be experiencing is, again, you're all by yourself. And it's not all by yourself in your home country or all by yourself, like, again, like, yeah, in your home country or at your college or going to the coffee shop or driving yourself to work or walking around by yourself. It's just very different because you're in a completely new place and likely your friends and family are, like, I don't know, 10 plus hours or whatever behind or ahead of you, depending on the time difference in whatever country it is. But it's just, it's scary. You're like, if something happens, I'm not going to have anyone. I'm going to be all by myself, all alone. But it's going to be okay. Again, I think the main thing is you're not, and I've had to tell myself this too, you're not just going and, like, sleeping in, like, a tent and you're just doing your own thing in some random country. It's not, don't look at it that way. It's, you're going, remind yourself that you are going to an institution, like, you're going to college, you're still going to a university, you're just going to one in a different country, and that's what you're doing. You're not just going abroad, you're studying abroad. And yeah, you're going to want to travel and do all this fun stuff, but you're still going to be a part of the college culture on that campus too. And there's going to be events and activities and maybe a student government similar to the one at your school and RAs and dorm life and all of that stuff. And it's all going to be the same. It's still going to be college. And that's going to be its own campus culture. And then you're going to have the culture of whatever country you're in. So it's going to be all good. There's going to be people there too. There's going to be offices with people that can help you with whatever thing that you might need and different resources available to you. You're not just, like, they're not just dropping you off at the airport and saying, bye, see you later. You're on your own to figure out your life. Like, there's going to be people there to help you. You're just doing it in a different country, that's all. And a really good thing that I saw online, actually, was an article about words of wisdom about studying abroad. Is, one, studying abroad is going to change the world as you knew it. And most people are exposed to only, like, one country or place, I've been in America my whole life. I've been in California. I've lived in California my whole life, and I don't really know what it's like in another country. And I can see on the news, or I can see in movies or whatever, or meet different people. I've met a lot of international students at my own institution, and I can kind of get a taste of what it's like in their country and see what it's like for them. And I can see pictures and different things and learn about different countries in history class, but unless I'm actually there, I'm not really going to know what it's like. I'm not going to know how it feels. I can hear words and see different images, but I'm not actually going to feel what it feels like to be there. So it's going to change the world as you know it. Most people are only exposed to the one place for years, a long period of time, like maybe your childhood, like in this case, before you have the chance to go abroad. Which is why so many people, I think, take the chance to go study abroad in college. And it's the perfect time. You're young, you haven't really figured it out yet, and you're in the transition stage, as I keep saying, and this is the perfect time for you to find yourself even more and build a closer relationship with yourself and grow as a person by taking the opportunity to travel abroad. And even though you're going to want to stay in your comfort zone, and even though while staying in your home country and where you're from is comfortable, kind of just sticking to your roots, until someone, like, leaves what they know, they may never get to fully experience, like, what the world has to offer. And that's what it's talking about in this article. I just think that that's such a powerful thing. And there's a really powerful quote in here, too. It says, "The world is a book, and those who do not travel read only a page." That's by St. Augustine. And that's such, I mean, that's such an interesting way of wording it, but I think that that's so accurate, because you only have your current situation. You don't really know what it's like. And again, like, traveling abroad is going to open your mind to all this new stuff, and you're going to see how other people live, and you're going to know that your way and what you've been doing and how people do it where you're from isn't the only way, and it's not the only thing that's out there. And it's also going to, I think a lot of people that I've talked to about studying abroad talk about how it's just like, it's a greater scope type of thing. Like, you start to look at the world like, you're not, yeah, you are important and valuable, but there's so much out there that you've yet to see and yet to experience, and so many people on the planet. And when you go to a different country, you realize, like, I'm in a different country right now, and I'm not in my own country, and, like, there are other countries. And I also think it becomes more real. And I think that's one of the main things I'm looking forward to, is I've heard about, you know, all these different places and seen them, and I look at pictures, and it's, like, on Tumblr and Pinterest and stuff, and everyone has, like, their little travel boards of places they want to go. But when you actually go, you're like, this is a real place. Like, this isn't imaginary. This isn't made up in my head. This isn't, like, some, like, random fairy tale land. Like, this is a real place, and it's beautiful and amazing, and the people and the culture and everything is so different from what I know, but it's so amazing. So I think I'm really, really, really excited about that. But again, study abroad. Take the opportunity to do that. Another really powerful quote from Danny Kaye. For those of you who know him, to travel is to take a journey into yourself, which completely pretty much summarizes in a very eloquent way what I'm trying to put forth here, is that you are gonna discover so much about yourself by seeing what it's like in a different place. So definitely, please take advantage of the opportunity if you can. I think it's such a valuable part of college, and even though I personally haven't done it yet, I think that I definitely will, but it's definitely something that take advantage of it, because it's gonna be its own education separate from the education that you're receiving in the classroom, and obviously social life and different things, work, extracurricular, all that stuff. That's all separate little mini educations that you're learning different things about yourself, but also going to a completely different country and being able to travel to other countries while you're in that main country you're studying abroad in, you're gonna see all these amazing things, and it's gonna really, I think, change your world and change your heart and mind, and just kind of, like, I think it makes everyone a better person. And that's what I've taken away from all the people that I've talked to about studying abroad, is it definitely just kind of builds you up even more as a person, because you're able to see things for how they really are, and just kind of see the world, look at the world through a new set of lenses. All right, again, we're going to take our last break of the show and of all of my shows this semester. So get up, stretch, get some, not coffee, because it's 7:55, but tea, water, iced tea, milk, whatever it is. Use the bathroom. Do whatever you need to do. We're gonna take a quick break. Just a reminder, you are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is College Survival Guide, and I am DJ Royal, of course, the one, the only DJ Royal, and we will be right back. We can
You'll do anything for me. Who run the world? Girls, girls. 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 Who run this
skirt.
The last time this semester, I'm DJ Royal, and we're back on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and this is College Survival Guide, how to survive the best 4 years of your life, very last show, bittersweet moment, tearing up right now at the thought that this is my last show, but anyway, we are back, and just to kind of recap the show, I just kind of summarized kind of the main points of interest and just the main important, meaningful pieces of advice that I really think someone should take away, whether they're entering college for the first time, in college, or it works for life in general, too. My show pretty much caters to everyone, but especially college students. So, just again, brief recap of the show, of all my shows. Again, just remember to be yourself, people. You're going to face different situations that you might struggle otherwise, but be yourself. Stay true to yourself and be authentic with yourself and other people. Find a balance. Try to balance everything in your life. Work, school, you know, family, friends, everything, social life, balance all of it and try to find a balance. It'll be difficult first, yeah, and time management is going to be a struggle, but find that balance and then your life is going to go up from there. Embrace the failure and embrace the bad times. Just because you fall doesn't mean you can't pick yourself back up. So just keep going on and keep an open mind. And just remember that your experience is what you make it. Don't deny yourself an opportunity because of fear or uncertainty or any of that stuff. So that was kind of, those are the main points that I want to impart to you guys. Coming to college at the end of the day, it's a whirlwind of experiences. You're definitely going to have your ups and downs, but somehow it all just works itself out, just like life. You're going to find yourself at the end of the day and find your flow, and it ends up being an amazing experience. I'm halfway through my third year and I can't say that I haven't had one of the best times of my life. It truly is the best 4 years of your life. when you first get there, you know, you're going to be out of your element for sure. But you're going to, again, you're just going to find yourself and find your flow and get in the groove of it. And again, coming to college, it allows you to be your own person and grow independently, but without losing sight of your family and those who have stood by your side and your past. You'll have your old friends, but you're going to make new friends too. And you're going to meet new people, experience new things, and find what you love to do at the end of the day. And through all the drama of all, like, the outside things you're going to be dealing with, just remember that you came to college because you wanted to make yourself a better person, and you want to further advance yourself in the world, and you want to focus in on a certain skill or a certain talent or whatever it is. You're going to choose a major, and you're going to put your heart into that major, and whatever it is, you're going to be doing what you love, I hope. If you don't do what you love, like, please, like, just if I could tell you anything, make sure that at the end of the day, you're living your life for you, and that you're still remaining passionate and all that stuff. And again, I'm going to leave you guys with one final thing. Actually, someone very near and dear to me, a mentor of some sorts, you could say, she told me a couple weeks ago, we were having a conversation in Chili's Cafe, actually. She was like, you know what, DJ Royal, you just have to, life in general and college. I'm going to tell you what she told me. She said, you have to stay organized, stay hopeful, stay curious, and above all, have a positive attitude. And I think when she said that to me, I was like, you know what, that's such, yeah, so simple, but so powerful and so meaningful. And you got to stay organized, keep your life in check, and make sure you're not overwhelming yourself. Because at the end of the day, life should be fun. College should be fun. You should be having a good time. You should be enjoying yourself, making memories, and feeling like, hey, I did something, and I kind of tread my own path, and I did this for myself, and it's going to be a memorable experience, and it's enhancing my life. Stay hopeful. In times of trial and tribulation, and when everything seems like nothing's going right, or all bad, like all the bad happens at one time, which sometimes it does, and it's shitty luck, but it happens. Stay hopeful. Stay hopeful of the future, and just know that everything in life is temporary, and all the bad, it's like they're like clouds, and the clouds are gonna pass. They don't just stay. The clouds are gonna pass, and so will the negativity, and then you are the sun, and you're going to be shining bright down on your world. And stay curious. Always stay curious, and just always, like, be thinking beyond what you know. And again, this goes back to keeping an open mind. And above all, have a positive attitude. Never let a person or a thing or any small little thing just bring you down. Stay positive, because at the end of the day, this is your life. This is your college experience. You create your own experience. Yeah, that's you are creating your own college experience, people. And we are sadly out of time. This was the last show of DJ Royal's College Survival Guide, How to Survive the Best 4 Years of Your Life. And I'm going to leave you guys with the wise song lyric. It's not really wise, but the song lyric from the Breakfast Club ending, the final scene, Don't You Forget About Me. All right, guys, it was a pleasure being able to do this show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Signing off for the last time, this is DJ Royal, and that was called Survival Guide, How to Survive the Best 4 Years of Your Life, season finale. Bye, guys. Thank you.